Access Sessions on Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name's Josh Haugen. Here on Radio Access Sessions, we like to highlight some of the upcoming events in the Bismarck Mandan community. And so we're doing that today, obviously, on December 26th at 10 a.m. and 12:30. There's going to be a showing of the film Dakota 38 at the North Dakota Heritage Center in the Russell Reed Auditorium, again, December 26th. So here to talk about the film is the education curator from the North Dakota State Historical Society, Eric Holland. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome.
So the film is Dakota 38. What is the basic plot? Yeah, what's the film about?
Sure. It's a documentary. In 2005, a Native American man had a vision related to concerns and awareness of 38 people that were hung in Mankato in 1862. The Native community is aware of this event, but lots of Europeans or non-Natives are not aware of it. And I think that making people, particularly in North Dakota, who have access to Native peoples and have people in their neighborhoods that are of Native descent, should be aware of these kinds of situations. Often people think of Abraham Lincoln as the freer of enslaved people, but he made some decisions related to this event, which is 1862, during the Civil War, the people in Minnesota were off fighting in the Civil War, and the Dakota thought that it was a good time for them to uprise because their annuities had been withheld by the government, and so they were starving. And so they took military action against the U.S., and eventually 38 people were hung, largest mass execution. And this film talks about that, but it's not such a dark film as you might think. The gentleman that's involved did a ride, a horseback ride from central South Dakota to Mankato to arrive at the time of the hanging 155 years later. At that time, the mayor of Mankato and the Mankato population welcomed these people back to their traditional homeland, and there was a reconciliation event. The key to the city was given to this gentleman to sort of say, we understand that this is a hard time in your people's lives, and we want to make amends. And so I think that these kinds of films are valuable to us.
Yeah, it sounds like there's definitely something to learn from it. I know before researching a little bit about this film, I didn't know about the event. I didn't know about the ride that this man had given. Jim Miller is his name,
right?
The man who rode from central South Dakota to Mankato, Minnesota. I hadn't known about this, but the lesson of reconciliation and recognizing past grievances against entire cultures who were pushed down for a very long time, I think that's an important thing that this film highlights.
Right. Sure. And we at the Heritage Center strongly believe that we're a safe place to talk about these kinds of things. And so I think it's important that we show these films. December 26th happens to be a time that we are open. And there are lots of people in town that may not be our regular visitors. And so they might be coming to the Heritage Center anyway. And if you're looking for a time to come out to spend a little time watching a film and then go through the galleries, that would be a great opportunity for you to share it with family or friends that are visiting.
So December 26th, 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. at the North Dakota Heritage Center in Russell Reed Auditorium. That is when the film will be shown. Dakota 38, again, is the film. So how did you first find the film, and why do you think it should continue to be shown? Because this has been going on for a few years now that this film has been shown.
Yeah, I was at a premiere showing, screening of it at Bismarck Community College or Bismarck State College, probably 10 years ago. just as it was new, and it resonated with me. I had worked in the Minnesota Historical Society before I came back to North Dakota, came home, and Minnesota was working very hard with the Native communities, particularly of Lower Sioux, which is where this event happened. And so I was aware of all of the historical events around the edges of this. But this film brings it into contemporary time. It also talks about other people that rode in support of Mr. Miller and his vision. And his vision is related to his experience in Vietnam. So there's some interesting contemporary connection with mental wellness or mental health. And I think that that's a concern and a conversation that we need to continue to have today, too.
Eric Holland is my guest here on this edition of Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. We're talking about the film Dakota 38. It's being shown at the North Dakota Heritage Center in the Russell Reed Auditorium on December 26th at 10 a.m. and 12:30, two separate showing times. Again, Eric Holland is my guest today, the education curator with the North Dakota State Historical Society. So this ride has continued over the years. It's become sort of an annual event.
Yeah,
has it evolved from the start, or has it remained unchanged?
No, I think that it's evolving. I am not as familiar with the contemporary time of it because I've just seen this film and thought that that was a relatively easy way to bring attention to the story. I know that the area where the hanging happened in Mankato has been dedicated as a park. There's a carved marble buffalo that's there. And so there's been some ceremonial sort of activity there that I think is a healthy ongoing recognition by the people of Mankato and Minnesota to try and deal with some of the issues that are difficult in our world.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question because it's very easy to kind of do a one-off thing and then say, okay, we're done with that now. But if Mankato, the community of Mankato, is continuing to recognize this, that's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, and the Minnesota Historical Society is struggling with these kinds of questions. They're in the process of adding the Native names to historic Fort Snelling, which was a military establishment on sacred Dakota land, which is a conflict in and of itself, and the state legislators weighed in on those conversations, and so it's ongoing. Minnesota is working hard to think about these kinds of things, and I believe that North Dakota is moving that direction too.
Yeah, so you kind of already mentioned it, but when people hear of people being accused of war crimes and largest execution in U.S. history, they might think this could be a little bit graphic. But is this film good to bring children to? You know, day after Christmas, people are looking for something to go to.
It's not a light subject, but I think that I would say middle school aged little kids probably not so good. But middle schoolers should be thinking about these kinds of things. We hear and understand a lot about bullying today, and these are the sorts of things that can come from that.
So old enough to understand the gravity of what's being shown, I think would be a good way to
yeah,
say it.
And with the adults that are associated with the group being willing to carry a conversation that isn't just lighthearted.
So again, the film is Dakota 38 being shown at the North Dakota Heritage Center in the Russell Reed Auditorium December 26th at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. The film is centers around Jim Miller, a spiritual leader who rode from central South Dakota to Mankato, Minnesota, to honor the largest execution in U.S. history, and specifically those that were executed, Native Americans in Minnesota, accused of war crimes. Nearing 170 years ago at this point.
So free and open to the public.
Free and open to the public.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come.
So is there anything else that you want to get out about this film or things going on at the Heritage Center that you're involved in?
People may have heard about the Sitting Bull painting and the film that's been, the movie that's been actively around recently. We house one of those paintings at the Heritage Center. A lot of people have come into the building specifically to see just that painting, and we have a little poster about it and talk about that. The galleries are open every day except Christmas, basically, and Thanksgiving. From 8 to 5 on weekdays and 10 to 5 on weekends, free and open to the public. We just take care of the collection that belongs to the state. We're the stewards of our own collection.
Yeah, the Heritage Center, we here at Dakota Media Access go there and record events every once in a while. And every time I'm walking through their camera equipment, I always stop and try to look at something because there's something new to see all the time. Even if you've walked through there all the time, you can find something different to see every time you go in there. I think that's a valuable resource to the community here in Bismarck.
A new small exhibit that's just opened is on the rural post offices in North Dakota, and thinking about how that communication device is being reduced and making a difficulty for people getting their prescription medications and on and on and on. So that's just a little exhibit that we put up because of a book that was written by a couple of professors in Eastern part of the state, and they'll be out to talk I think it's in January on a Sensational Sunday program.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, if you're listening and you are even just a little bit interested in anything that we've talked about today, I think you should just go to the Heritage Center and take a walk around, give yourself some time to drink it all in. There's certainly a lot there. Eric Holland, I appreciate you taking the time to come in, talk about Dakota 38, the film, and once again, thanks for coming.
Thank you much.
Again, the film is Dakota 38, being shown at the North Dakota Heritage Center in the Russell Reed Auditorium, December 26th at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Again, all of that at the North Dakota Heritage Center. Eric Holland, education curator for the North Dakota Historical Society, was my guest today here on Radio Access Sessions, on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of Radio Access Sessions or other shows hosted here on Radio Access, you can go to our website, radioaccess.org, and click on the podcast page. From there, you'll find all kinds of past shows of music and talk shows, anything you're looking for. Thank you for listening to this episode of Radio Access Sessions on Bismarck Mandan's Community Radio Station.